Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Live Hangout Christmas Edition. Woo! with me, the elf on the shelf, Chris Glasson, and Bad Santa, Stuart Roy Riffin.
You are a bit elfy, aren't you?
Yeah.
If we had to go out as Christmas characters, and they dressed us as elves, I'd just look like a fucking catastrophe. But I reckon people would think you was semi-professional.
No, if you went dressed as Bad Santa, you had a fag on to go and a yellowing Santa beard, I think you'd look great. I'm more a fawn, I feel, than an elf. I think stick a fucking pair of goat legs on me, or whatever they are.
Mr. Tumnus, that thing.
Yeah.
What are the ones? Tumnus. What are the ones that have got half a car on legs?
Are you talking a centaur?
Centaur, that's
Orc. I knew Orc was going to come up. Centaur, mate. There's a dark side of the web where you can see all those animals having sex, I've heard.
Yeah. Well, so this is the Christmas Live Hangout, and what a fantastic turnout. Nice. Yes. Is the whole gang here? Who's missing? Shout them out, who's missing?
There's still a few people missing. It's a good turnout.
Yeah.
Let's let Katie back in. There we go.
So,
confused there. Should we give a shout out to our sponsors? How do you want to do this?
Yes, let's do that.
I'd like to see eventually Simon James in a Santa outfit, but like a Santa dojo outfit, like a karate gi. I'd watch that. I'd pay to watch him do some spinning kicks in a Santa outfit, to be fair.
I think I'd rather see him with a kind of wonky Santa's hat on and maybe just one of them I don't know if I've got one on the tree over there, but one of them sort of small stockings, but he's stuffed his cock and his bollocks in them. And I think that'd be quite a good little look.
Yeah, sure. That's hot. I might go off camera now for a bit. Southern Martial Arts. I mean, they're going from strength to strength. I think Sire's had some, he's had a few wins recently, which is really great to hear. Hopefully we can celebrate that with him very soon. And hopefully we'll be doing some martial arts with the bad man in the new year. I feel like I'm going to have a bit of a sore throat, though, when that happens.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, whenever it is in the new year.
Oh, that'd be a shame.
Yeah, absolutely. So go and check out Southern Martial Arts.
Absolutely. And why not, while you're driving there to go and see him, stick a podcast on in your car and check out the Say What podcast. I've heard the new jingle for Dave's Donkeys today, and it's one of the most incredible things I've ever heard. It's about a minute long. Obviously, it doesn't involve Tony or Lady P. It is Justin singing, but it's fucking incredible. I wish I could play it to you, but go and check that podcast out for that alone, if not anything else. The episode coming up this week, I'm on. I went round there intending to just have a cigarette, just to have a, a, have a couple of ciggies and a few pints, but needless to say, I've got pulled into their web of fucking madness and can't remember anything, and but laughed a lot. Make it out what you will. In January, we're both going around there, aren't we?
Fucking can't wait, mate. I'm actually pumped up for it. Really pumped up for it. Yeah, mate, can't fucking wait. I'm scared because I feel that there's like with Pip, like on the drunk cast, there's a degree of like there's at least someone there who's going to rein me in. And I don't think if I do decide to drink, there's only going to be a person there that I'm really desperate to impress. And that's going to be a problem, I think, because I like to play up when Justin's about.
Yeah, you're so
excited. I try too hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just like him. I think he's mischievous.
Okay, well, look, today's top five, we're going to do top five festive eats.
Yes.
Make of that what you will. So where have you gone with this, Chris?
Ms. Santa Claus's pussy is my number five. That's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Was it Mrs. Claus? Of course, I wouldn't dare do that to Santa. Put Mrs. Claus for it. That's the beer I'm having right now. I could get better at Tesco for a quid.
Is that ironic, like hipster stuff?
Yeah, it is. I've saved it in the fridge all week.
11 quid a can.
Cat piss. Actually, can't be. That's all right.
Can looks cool.
Yeah, so yeah, it's all right, isn't it? It's very basic. Festive treats. Where have I gone with it? I've stuck with it.
This is how I got
eats. Eats. It all goes in your mouth. I'm not going like cocaine or anything like that. It's just food. And it's like food that I only ever eat at Christmas. Like it's relegated to Christmas. It stays in the Christmas zone. And I will allow from 1st of December to like 1st of January. It's that month.
All right.
And I have to get it in there. And some of them, it'll be one shot, one hit, one miss, which can be great. If I get it wrong, utter chaos.
Okay.
Some are like just your humble bits and pieces. So, yes, mate. How about you? What's your sort of like, how have you skinned this cat?
Well, I think I've pretty much avoided, let me list up. I've actually avoided the Christmas dinner itself. But that's not to say that, you know, that can't be included the mix for this.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so do you want to start?
All right, yeah. I'm going to start number five. This is a very humble eat. This is the humble twiglet. Going to let inside Ubi.
I mean, that's a good shout.
It's like twiglets just appear on the shelves in fucking Sainsbury's at Christmas. I never have them any other time around. And like, I like twiglets. I used to really love, I love twiglets hard. And like, you know, I've sucked off a twiglet or two. I don't know if that's your technique, but I little dog's lipstick. I like to suck the Marmite off sometimes. Not always, depends what company I'm in. If I was with my mum and my dad, I'd do it. But, you know, if I was like with like strangers, I wouldn't look into their eyes while doing it.
What's the deal with, am I right in saying, Cole, you're old like me. am I right in saying that twiglets in the 80s were bigger?
They were longer.
They were, weren't they?
They were like matchsticks, the chocolates kind of length, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought as much. Yeah, and since they've put them in them like kind of drums, they've kind of gone like
they've shrunk them, haven't they?
Yeah, but they used to be like a bit of a tool. Like they were probably, I don't know. They were at least the size of a.
They weren't always that length. There was, I don't know if it's because they'd broken, but it felt like they was a bit more random and a bit longer. Whereas I think post Brexit. They're small. Well, it's not post Brexit, is it? I'd like to blame it on that. But yeah, who's saying they're still? Oh, really, Brett? You're not a fan, mate. You're on mute, bro.
No, it's just like a bit. It's like a stick with Marmite on. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's definitely a prerequisite. Like you have to like sticks in order to like Marmite. You have to like Marmite in order to like them.
Does anybody not like Marmite but likes Twiglets?
Nah.
Now, I'll tell you what, let's do a quick like show Marmite, of
hands. I don't like Twiglets.
That's so weird. Hands up who likes Twiglets. 2, 3. Oh, so... It's pretty split.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, obviously, I've voted here. So...
Noel, have you ever had a Twiglet? Is that something that's reached your shores?
No, I was just saying in the chat, I'm going to be over there next May, so I'm like, I have to remember to try, but I've never had that, or I've never actually had Marmite. I've had Vegemite before a long time ago, so I don't know.
Yeah, similar.
I'm going to try, though.
Similar. I mean, I wouldn't, like, if you come over and that's the thing you miss out on, I don't think you'll be like, oh, fuck. Imagine a twig, and then imagine it tasting a bit yeasty, which is... I don't know if you've ever been in that situation. Yeah, imagine that. Then, you know, that's basically what you got. But they're all right. They like it. I like that. It's my number five as well, because it's like, you know, there are betters. I could have filled this out with other ones that we've probably picked or spoken about in years past. So I thought I'm just going to give Twiglet a bit of air.
Yeah, I mean, you've given it some air, but you've also given it one of the most offensive taglines ever, basically saying it's a lolly stick with a yeast infection.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, no, I like them. I think now it's more like I'm over the love of them, and now it's the nostalgia. So, you know, it's that whole like, I know Christmas is coming once I see them knocking about in the house. So yeah, that's my number five, my man.
I mean, can we do an honourable? Have you got any more kind of Christmas style crisps? Because that come in the
generally stacked alongside
Twiglets in the supermarket. So, the Cheeslets,
yes,
that become Treeslets at Christmas.
Yeah.
They're quite. So we were smashing them, weren't we, on the drunk cast?
Oh yeah, did we eat them before the podcast even started? No, we were eating them drunkenly during.
We were eating them on it, because I think we talk about our dry.
Has that come out yet? We haven't been cancelled yet, so I'm assuming everyone's talking to us still. So yeah,
has the drunk cast come out? Does anybody know?
No, I don't look.
Not
like
come
it.
Out yet.
All right, thank fuck. I think he. Tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? All right. Oh God, that's the time of year I always get worried. Cheese savouries is what we talked about probably then. Like I was torn between doing Twiglets or cheese savouries. I actually prefer cheese savouries, but every now and then I'll see a pack of cheese savouries in a supermarket, and I'll break the Christmas rule, and I'll have them. So like every now and then, I'll probably have them twice a year. But Twiglets only ever Christmas. But yeah, I'd say they're the superior snack, mate. Cheeselets. I prefer cheese savouries, funnily enough.
Them cheese ones, like the ones that come in the tree shape, they're all right. But just go to the pan shop and just get them ones that are the little hearts, diamonds.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
They're fucking all over it.
Absolutely.
Cheese savouries, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, they're fucking way superior. Like, you put them in a little bowl and then you empty, like, a load of peanuts over the top of them and then kind of shake it up.
I was going to say, or like, have a crisp trifle.
Yeah, oh, mate, that's a fucking great show. Yeah.
A few will drop down, but ultimately, you know.
Well, this is my first Christmas. If I do remember, this is my first Christmas of again.
Oh, here we go.
Of not eating meat, so I can't have patty.
Man, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I ain't eating fucking vegetarian pie. That'd be rank. My number five. What have I got? Right. So I'm going to just shout it out because I can't have it, but it's the one thing that I do most look forward to. Mm-hmm. And that's smoked salmon with scrambled eggs in the morning.
Oh, is that like, is that your morning? Is that the breakfast of champions?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of them things that the one thing I've missed since I've not eaten is smoked salmon. And not
really?
That
you're just craving.
I've always got fucking pallets of it in within hours. You know, you only have it at Christmas, or if occasionally you go around my pals who go to see the fish man and there's like a little seafood platter, which I get excited about. And if there's a little bit of smoked salmon on that, fucking hell, I love that shit. And to have it with like scrambled egg on paper shouldn't work, but fucking hell, it's a powerful thing. So yeah, rest easy, big fella.
Smoked salmon, scrambled eggs.
On some toast.
On a bit of toast.
Yeah, nice kind of tiger bread toast.
You can go more like that's not a white bread job, is it? That's a sourdough or a tiger bread, that is.
I thought you were going to say brown bread and I was just going to close the chat.
No, why? That's insane. Are you insane?
Christmas Day, having wholemeal bread. I always found when, like, in the 80s, when my mum would do, like, prawn cocktail for a starter, when, like, my nan and that would come over at Christmas, there'd always be brown bread cut into triangles. What's that all about?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you meant to have brown bread with prawn cocktail? Was that the rule?
Oh, yeah, that I think there is a sort of, like, rule with that. But that's right. It. That's the only time you should see it, I think. Or else give your nan a fucking hard slap, mate. That's what I'd say. Brett, sorry, did you go to say something, mate?
Yeah, you have sloppy scrambled eggs, smoked salmon on a bagel, Christmas Day with a Bucks Fizz for breakfast. Wow. Standard.
That's all right, isn't it? You know what you want to do? You're going to have a go at me here, but I'm just going to say it. Spend that extra couple of minutes. Go and find some chives and just to very finely chop up a couple of little chives and sprinkle it on the top, Stu. It just adds a little acidity there.
Sure.
It's really good. Or like some form of like sun-dried tomato in with your, because your scrambled eggs and that, it gives you that acidity and it's sure. Like...
You dill.
Oh, sure. Can you just say that?
Is it dill that you have dill. With it? Oh, is it dill, not chives? Oh,
there we go. I had a feeling she'd chime in on that. Can you do us a favour then, Chris? Can you grab some from Waitrose in Margate, because they don't sell them in Lidl in Grays. That'd be great, please, mate.
Yeah, Jess, you're absolutely right. I'm thinking
you want
to
the game, you want wild garlic in it.
Oh, I've never had that.
Picked in the summer and stuck in the freezer.
Fucking hell. That's lovely. What's the difference between wild garlic and garlic?
Just, can we move on, please? This is ridiculous.
It's a lot more mellow. Anyway.
I'm not letting our quality become a middle-class podcast.
Deal.
I'll send you a bag when you send me a T-shirt.
All right, right. Do you know what? I've got it. I found it and I've got it. I've got it for you. I've got it out of the loft, mate. I've had it for 2 weeks out of the loft. I just haven't missed you.
We've also got a shitload of them calendars that I'm not paying like fucking £5 for a tube and a stamp to send them to you, but they're all here. So I don't know who I can give them to that can distribute them if any of you want them, but we've got fucking bucket loads of them calendars with our ugly mugs on.
Calendars.
Right. What's your number four, dude?
Oh, right. This one. Is no, I'm going to keep it to the ones that require no effort. Toblerone. Toblerone is my Christmas chocolate. I won't say no to a chocolate orange and have a Toblerone orange or a Lindt, but if you put a gun to my head, Toblerone all the way. I'm not going to lie. This week I've been just trying to finish off the house in Margate. Molly's been in London, and I did a quick shop. Spin round Sainsbury's the other day, and I fucking walked past a giant bar of Toblerone. How long did that giant bar of Toblerone last on Monday night?
Go on.
Well, 4 hours, the whole thing.
Like airport size?
Like that?
Fucking hell, Chris.
The mistake I made was A, opening it, B, just putting it down by my leg on the sofa. And then I was just, that was it, man. Like every fucking, even if I had a break for like a half hour, I couldn't stop myself. Like, so Christmas is, for me, that is like saying that I've given up hope now on what I'm going to put in my body for Christmas. I'm like, well, I've just ate a whole Toblerone. And I'm fine with it. Christmas is the time to have fun and enjoy yourself. So I love it, man. I love Toblerone.
Before we throw it out to the others that are here today, I'm going to throw my number four in, which kind of ties in with yours. So mine is Christmas chocolate, and
off the tree?
No,
the coins.
No, but good shout. I just want to kind of go a bit retro, and like when I was a kid, someone would always get me like I guess every other kid, you'd get a selection box on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, it's not like celebrations. It was like, you know, a Milky Way, a Mars.
Yeah, a selection box, Chris.
It's like it's a selection of chocolates.
Yeah, no, it's not a box of miniature heroes. No, it's a selection box. Yeah, that's what I said. Selection box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can choose what one you want.
Yeah, a selection box. Yeah.
You just make your selection.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so historically, back in the day, I never would have got one of the like big elaborate ones that were cardboard. It'd normally be one of the sort of plastic ones.
Yeah.
And in it there'd be like a chomp, curly whirly.
Fudge.
Fudge, yeah. But there would invariably be a flake.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna go with a flake because it was like it was grown up's chocolate as a kid, a flake.
Yeah, you can't give a flake to a child. There's only one way to wrap a flake to give it safely to a child, and that's in a 99. There's no other way you can give a kid a flake. They can't hold a flake.
Totally.
That's insane.
So I just remember like being a kid and like before breakfast, like because my mum would always like make me have breakfast on Christmas Day. She'd be like, I have a bowl of cereal because you're just going to eat rubbish all day today. Mm. She was correct. But like, I remember
have
like
a bowl of like frosted shreddies because you would have been like,
but that's the thing. Like, my mum literally probably would have said, like, go on, have some like Weetabix or something. And I would have probably put like 3 tablespoons of sugar on it or like syrup or something and just absolutely like piled in more calories than my whole selection box combined. But yeah, and I remember just thinking before that, I'm just going to smash a flake. And I just remember feeling like, this is fucking living. I've got a flake. Yeah. Like, I'm 7 years old and I'm literally eating dad chocolate. This is amazing. And obviously back then it was like, you know, all you'd ever see just to hammer home just how grown up a flake was the sexy advert, you know, just some sexy 80s woman just seductively like eating a flake. And it was just like, yeah, I'm keeping it real with the grown-ups.
Yeah, that was always going over my head a little bit on the marketing on that. Like when I'd see like her in a bar feeding a flake, I'm like, why are they marketing it like this? But as I got older, I was like, right, I'll get it. I don't really. Mum and Dad would put a selection box in a stocking, in one of Mum's tights, and that would be at the end of my bed. And we spoke about this before. Like, you know, don't give a kid chocolate that they wake up at 4 a.m. and just start eating. Because that's what I would do. And so many mornings, I'm always left with the fudge. And I've eaten like 4 other chocolate bars. It's not 8 o'clock in the morning. And then I'm like, I don't even like fudge, but I'm a completionist. So like, I'll finish that as well. You think, fucking hell, 8 o'clock, I've had like 4 chocolate bars. I'm fucking wired off my nut. And it's the best, you know, it's like the best day of the year. And also now I'm just absolutely full of fucking sugar. Ah, oh, it's good. It's good. It's great. Why does this chocolate smell funny?
Right. Okay. Well, let's throw it out. A bit of a Christmas eat. Who wants to throw one in the mix?
Noelle, what you got straight in there?
Before I have to run, we always make these cream wafer cookies at Christmas time that are absolutely delicious. They're small like this and they're like kind of like a pastry, so it kind of like melts in your mouth. You just put like frosting between them, so you just make sandwich cookies out of them and you can seriously eat them like potato chips. They're so good. And we'll you just the frosting, we'll put some like almond flavoring in them in the frosting, so it just, they're so delicious.
That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. Could you share a recipe, Noelle? Because I mean, that immediately just sounds like the absolute shit.
I sure can. But I got to run to my meeting, so it was good.
Have a lovely Christmas, Noel.
See you now. Have a lovely Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And New Year.
Anybody else got one they want to throw in the mix?
I'm not going to beat that. Brett, what you got?
Are drinks allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be Baileys. Nobody drinks Baileys outside of December.
Mm-hmm.
And
so true.
You have it at every opportunity.
Yes, mate.
In coffee or whatever. I mean, I will admit, I don't get Baileys. I get the cheap shit from around the corner. But
someone's on the Ballycastle.
That's the stuff, yeah. But it's just all the same. It goes into the every coffee you can possibly have. And I don't think it's physically possible for any human to drink a pint of Baileys in one go. I think it's impossible.
I'm sure I've mentioned this story about my worst Christmas do, right? With the doorman. Like we went to the pub where it was unlimited drinks. Yeah. And so two of my doormen were drinking pints of Baileys. And after about three pints each, I went to the toilet where I'd seen that they'd completely redecorated the whole of the toilet with Baileys, pints and pints of it. It was insane. Oh, it was a worrying sight. It is. Do you know what? Like, off the beaten track, I blagged a little sponsorship with Hotel Chocolat, and what they done was just sent me loads of bottles of their, like, Baileys. And I was like, fucking hell, this is amazing. Mm. And after about two bottles of it, it was like, it's a bit sickly, this. Not it was on the bands, but the novelty of it kind of
wore off. But you've got to respect it, haven't you?
I do remember, like, having my first Baileys in the 80s, like, because, like, that was, like, a proper mum drink, wasn't it? You know, Baileys and just having your first Baileys and it didn't taste like beer because you pretend you like beer, but it was fucking rank, wasn't it, until you get to about 30. And but Baileys was like, oh, it tastes like sweets, isn't it? Like,
I used to like sneaking it out of the cabinet during the year. Like, you know, that'd be one of the drinks that was just like hanging around at the back of the drinks cabinet. And I'd be like, right, I don't reckon they'll notice me having a little cheeky one of these.
Ain't it weird that, like, back in the 80s or the 90s, no one put Baileys in the fridge, did they?
No.
Like you say, it'd be like August, and you'd be like, what's that at the back of the thing? Oh, it's that milky thing that we've had since Christmas. And, like, I'd just have half a pint.
It doesn't keep. So I don't know at what point I've been drinking it, but, like, my parents were infamous for just keeping everything. Mm. So probably I was drinking that going, is this supposed to be nice? It's just out-of-date Baileys. But I absolutely did that. You know, when you undo the lid and the lid's a bit crackly and crispy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit gammy, isn't it? Scott, I don't know if you see that, Chris, but Scott has literally just rocked up with a Baileys coffee for this.
Incredible. Oh, nice one, Scott. I love it. But like, it's a really good shout, though, Brett. Molly's mum had a bottle of Belgian chocolate Baileys lurking about in the cabinet. And whenever I go around, they always just raid her cupboards. And I saw it there. Was that?
Sorry.
And I was just like, come on, Jenny. Like, you know, it's like, it was by that point, it was like the 6th of December. I was like, you know, Saturday night, you got a bottle of Baileys, should we try some? And she's not a big drinker, but like the Belgian chocolate Baileys was pretty good. I don't know if that's free, if that's always available, but if you see a bottle, go for it. Give it a whirl.
All right. Well, look, I'll tell you what, I'm going to start asking some of you lots of questions, because I'll tell you what, we'll start with you, Steph, because you're top left on my screen. So I'm going to start. Excuse me, start with you. And the reason being twofold is because A, you're top left on my screen, and secondly, we're talking about booze, and it's your friend Ellie guest on Hardcore Listing, who talks about her favourite booze with a booze mixer. So, Steph, what is your approach to drinking, and what does it involve on Christmas Day?
Probably a box of beers for breakfast, and then Baileys throughout the day with an odd rum and ginger.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nice. Splendid.
I'd be quite happy with that as a as a drinks plan for Christmas Day.
Ness?
Mine's Bailey's through the day. But I've just discovered, have any of you tried Kraken coffee rum?
I've tried the just regular Kraken rum, but coffee rum.
We just went to the ale house on the high street and they had that. And we didn't try it, but we smelled it. It smelled amazing.
Yeah. For ages, I've been looking for like a brandy whiskey type thing.
Yeah.
You can sit nice and slowly and it's really comforting and warm.
Mm.
And I don't like any of them, but this Kraken coffee rum over ice is just, it's the best.
Oh man,
it's
that's
a proper late night,
right?
Time to go to bed, open fire, just sitting and supping kind of drink. It's amazing.
Just before bed, open fire, three shots of coffee.
That's about Carl.
That's ADHD for you.
Well, unless you not fine though. Honestly, caffeine chills me out. Like if I have,
yeah,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's so weird. Like it will get me going in the morning, but like of an evening, caffeine will chill me out. Sugar won't. Sugar doesn't help, but caffeine, like I'll be like, oh yeah, I feel quite calm.
I've never understood why people use it to get them going or whatever, because it doesn't really have much of an effect on me at all.
Oh, coffee rum, lovely. Kraken.
Cursed.
The restaurant.
What's your Christmas booze?
Port. I love a few.
Oh, that is old school. Port. That is.
If I've not got gout by the end of Christmas,
that port is the same for me. Like when I was a kid, like it would lurk in the back of the cabinet, and then I would like hustle it away over the year, just like little bits here and there. Do you drink like Christmas Day? How much are you drinking of it?
I mean, with a few people, definitely a few bottles go by.
Wow.
Yeah.
100%.
I feel like I've not really completed port. I thought I'd completed alcohol, but I think I haven't got very far on the port front yet.
Right into it about 10 years ago. And then ever since, most of my mates buy me a bottle of port at Christmas. I've got within, Chris. Next time you come in, stick your head under the counter where I sit. She's not me trying to lure you in again.
It's always something you try.
Have a little look under there.
Got you the new Warhammer box set under here, Chris. You want to have a look?
Pretty special Christmas present.
Falling for that again.
It's one of them like old school wine racks. It's just full of port.
I've seen it.
Yeah, fucking hell. I had my mate, I better not say his name, but he come round and his kid was created after two bottles of port, and there was discussions whether they could factor the word port into his name.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I fucking love port with cheese as well, man.
Have you tried white port?
White port?
Yeah. Honestly, it's well worth a look. Get yourself some white port as well.
I'm just making a note.
When I was in Porto, someone over there introduced me to it, and it's like red and white wine. It's got that different kind of, it's got a slightly more dry edge to it.
What would be the difference between white port and sherry? Is it this?
It is different. I couldn't explain it, but it is different. Yeah. There's a real, it's because I'm not a fan of sherry.
Kirsten seemed a little bit doubtful there, didn't she? It was a little bit accusatory.
I thought it was a little bit aggressive, to be honest.
Yeah, I did. Like,
I'm going back on mute.
How to say you're wrong without saying you're wrong?
Proper putting on the standing.
Have you done the Christmas?
Don't start one-on-one with a Geordie about drink. Never ever go one-on-one with a Geordie about drink. Ever.
Have you done the Christmas Day thing when you get a whole Stilton and then you scoop it out from the middle, and every time you take a scoop, you put a bit of port in.
What?
And it just becomes slush by the end. Porty slush. It's amazing. but you need a whole Stilton to do it. It's yeah.
It's, oh, it sounds good. I've not heard of this.
Very good. I mean, gout is incoming, but it's wonderful.
Die like a king or queen. You choose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, that was the top row of my script done. So let's go back to you, and then we'll get back to some of the others in a bit, dude.
Okay, mate. Number three. So this is like having to put starting to put some effort. I've just gone back to my notes, but I've just put one note that says port ? Because it's me going, why not try some port this year? I'm absolutely going to get into port now. You sold it to me, and that coffee. I've lost all my notes, but I know what it is.
I love the fact you're still trying to uphold this lie that you've made.
No. Oh, here we go. Yes. Oh, right. That's lucky.
By March, all Chris is going to be a raving alcoholic
again. Mum's homemade sausage rolls. Mm. She only ever makes them at Christmas. I don't know why. She makes them at Christmas. And I don't know if this was the onset of dementia that we hadn't quite realised. It was like the telltale signs. But like Mum would always make, like Christmas Eve, sausage rolls, like little tiny ones. I think one year Mum won this prize for like a load of butchers, like meat for Christmas. Like it was like 70 quid's worth of meat vouchers. And that year I think she did like a duck in a chicken or something like that. And in a turkey, it was wild. It was ridiculous. And she was like, I've never known. And I think she got some sausage meat that year. And I think that, like, she got that from this special butcher's as well that she'd won. So then, like, she started making these sausage rolls. So every year, it's simple. Don't take long to knock out some sausage rolls. But again, it's that they're nice. They're very, like, you know, it's not like Jamie Oliver. She's not zhuzhed them up and put loads of different herbs and spices in with the sausage meat, which really I should like take that torch now and jazz them up a bit and hipsify them. But, they're lovely. And I eat about 500 on Christmas Eve because she just makes so many of them. And she'll make them, she'll leave them out. And as soon as they're out the oven, I'm already trying to like remove the top layer of skin off like the underside of my, you know, the roof of my mouth. And then after that, they'll all get piled in a tin. And then if there isn't enough, you know, at any point, and if I'm not absolutely stuffed to the brim over the next 24 hours, there's just those sausage rolls. So you just can't go wrong. They're just, yeah, absolute. For me, again, I tried to do one that wasn't like just saying that, like the common foods and stuff. But yeah, her homemade sausage rolls, mate. And I think she started doing that off the back of actually when she makes her homemade mince pies, which they're all right, but I'm not like the biggest fan of mince pies. But she does them at the same time. Love it.
I'm a bit funny with sausage rolls, or was, because I like a homemade sausage roll, but when the pastry is a bit like short crusty and a bit thick, but I like them ones where you buy like 100 for a quid,
yeah,
and then like you just throw them in them little puff pastry things, and like and then they just come out the oven and they're like
crispy and flaky.
Yeah, they're literally fucking a pig's arsehole and eyeball, but like they taste fucking incredible.
Absolutely, mate.
Yeah, just them like shit ones that you got at kids' parties.
Yeah, I mean, like Mum's weren't like they weren't gourmet. They were nothing. They were nothing special. Mm. It was literally sausage meat in like some sort of puff pastry. Done. Oh,
puff pastry is fucking great.
Absolutely, mate. Can't go wrong with it.
Right.
What you got? Is this number three, innit?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just gonna go with crisps, right?
Because okay, that's broad.
Well,
you never mentioned crisps on this.
No, I know. You know my love of crisps.
No, but you can eat them at other times of the year, not just at Christmas.
It depends what ones, Jess. You need to hear me out. Incidentally,
I'm with Jess, to be honest. Go on.
I cleaned out the bar today for the first time since the drunk cast.
Oh, God.
And when I emptied my bin of all the empty bottles into the recycling bin, guess what was at the bottom of the bin?
Yeah, no, the first your bag mom? Of crisps. Your mum.
What did you say, Chris?
I was going to say Monster Munch. What did I have?
That bag of kettle chips that we'd spent all night looking for.
No!
Yeah, it was at the bottom of the bin. It must have fallen in the bin when we unpacked stuff. So, yeah,
in the bottom of the bin. Why?
Yeah. So I've got them. I might have
them next year.
But I did buy today Walker's Sensations Beef Wellington flavour.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, they sound good. They did have prawn and, is it something Marie sauce? Like the prawn cocktail shit.
Marie Rose.
Yeah. Yeah. Marie Rose.
Marie Rose, Marie Rose.
Yeah. Marry her if you want, but like, yeah, like just getting like, going down the crisp aisle when I do the Christmas shop's the best bit, because it's like, this is the time of year where I can just fucking push the boat out and I ain't got to just get like shit crisps. I can get like proper good ones.
It's all about the Lion Popper Doms. Have you had them?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fucking hell. They're different level.
I can go through a whole bag.
Same.
Like within about 30 seconds. It's ridiculous.
So
they're just so good. They are incredible, incredible. The Walkers have pulled it out of the bag. With Lime Poppadoms, the Thai sweet chili ones.
Oh,
I'm going to just start running, watering.
No one else can do sweet chili crisps. Even the really posh ones aren't as good as the Sensations.
No,
they're just fucking bang on.
Whoever invented them for Walkers, I hope they've got a mansion now. Just off.
Yeah.
I hope every time you have one crisp, they get like 0.0001% commission on that. They'd still be a trillionaire.
If you could only ever eat one crisp again, what would it be?
Oh, fucking hell, mate. It's a tough one. I can't. I need time.
Katie literally looked like she was going to fall off her chair when I said that. Horror. It's not actually going to happen, Kate. Chill out. Don't worry.
Pickled onion monster munch.
Watchers.
Solid.
Easy.
Solid. Go on, William. What are you saying?
I can't do it, mate. It's too big a question.
All right, Kate.
It's too big.
Where did your fearful mind go straight to? Because you looked absolutely horrified.
It ping-ponged everywhere. I was just like, how about peanut curls? How about monsters? How about knickknacks? Like, no, I can't do it.
It's too much.
Oh, wonderful. Right, should we throw it out?
Yeah, go on.
Right, so the next row I've got here, yeah, I'm going to go for Christmas Day snacks. So I've got... I've got Jess and Kev, Katie, Ben and Joe. So we'll start with Kevin and Jess. Favourite Christmas Day snacks?
Christmas Day snacks?
Well, does a mince pie count as
Oh,
snack?
Look at that. They look
fancy.
They're
not just any mince pies. These are... fucking amazing Frangipane and amaretto mince pies made with all butter pastry and filled with amaretto infused fine fruit and citrus peel mincemeat.
Jesus.
Extra special Frangipane and
We're in Margate, you might guess.
I'm gonna say they didn't come from there.
However, anything that you eat at Christmas needs to be accompanied with a healthy dollop of squirty cream.
That's a great
And it's the only
shout.
Time of year that this ever happens. But
bloody squirty cream. Go on. Oh. Yes.
And a happy new year.
I can't ever have squirty cream without referring to it as squirty cream barb, because it's just the royal family for me. When I think of like squirty cream, it's just that conversation between Jim and Barb. Fantastic. Kev, what are you saying, mate?
Yeah, I think mince pies. I do, bit left field, I do like Stollen.
Good shout, Kev.
Little Stollen bites, yeah. So I'll go for those, just to be different.
But with
wonderful. Squirty cream.
For people obviously. Who don't know, describe what's in a Stollen bite, Kev.
I ain't got a clue. No, fruit,
sugar,
marzipan. They're German. I think they're German. It's like fruit. It's like cross between like fruit cake and marzipan kind of bite with dusting like icing sugar, I think. But yeah, they're just bloody lovely.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I like this kind of.
Katie, what's your favourite Christmas Day snack, mate?
Tend to stay savoury. I prefer savoury to sweet. So it'll be kind of peanuts, Bombay mix, the cheese lips, all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I prefer the savoury side, definitely.
I also,
on the port conversation, port in Guinness is great. It's called a midnight.
I've fucking not had that really? Either.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Because when I was a kid, the first time I went to the social club, the working men's club, my old man, he had a light and bitter, but all the women had to have port and black. And that was just how it was. And that was, I presume, port and black, Karen, I imagine.
Mm.
Fucking disgusting. Ben, Christmas Day eats, mate.
I don't eat much. I drink a lot. but it's mainly just...
Typical Jordy.
Yeah. Usually just peanuts or them little sausage rolls. Honey roasted peanuts.
Oh.
And then them little sausage rolls if they're floating around. Or if there's anything left over from the dinner, just
So in terms of drink, what's your drinking plan? What are you going for?
Jack Daniels, Gentleman Jack, Jim Beam, anything bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do the whole Baileys thing. It makes me feel sick. Mm. So
I've definitely switched to. So I'll be less bourbon, but more whiskey. But like there have been Christmases where I'll drink a bottle of because I'm hard. Like I finish a bottle of Jameson's and I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's. I remember apologising to a girl I was dating on Boxing Day.
I thought the word apology might come up following a drunk apology.
Apologising to a girl I was dating. She was fucking brilliant, she was. Surname was Swan. What a cool name. I remember like just sending a picture of the empty Jameson's bottle. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, it's all right. Who is this?
I've just done half of that now, so...
Mm. I like a Gentleman Jack. They're nice.
Yeah, smooth compared to Jack Daniels.
Mm.
Joe,
what you got for?
You might want to take yourself off mute.
Mute, brother.
Oh, what a wanker. go to the last one, but mainly just the leftovers.
Oh, okay.
But after you've had your Christmas lunch. Dinner or lunch,
yeah,
just going straight in on like any left roasties or like any beans and blankets and shit.
Roast potatoes. Molly's always like, even when I do like roast potatoes for us, I do like at least double the amount that's necessary. And she's always like, that's excessive. And like, I don't think you can go too far with too many roast potatoes because I can eat them like at any stage in their life cycle. Do you know what I mean? Like freezing cold out the fridge.
Gorgeous. Like literally going past the field and just putting your hand in the ground, putting out a roar.
Oh man, for sure.
Yeah, and then just get battered until like New Year's Day, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's a conversation that has to present itself. I don't enjoy it because it's rank. But hands up, who actually on Boxing Day gets that? Remnants of the roast and makes like a bubble and squeak fucking rotten.
It's great, mate.
You're really wrong. Bubble and squeak is fucking bollocks.
It is a bollocks,
right.
Mate. Like, yeah, if you do it right,
it's fucking great.
If it weren't associated with Boxing Day, I don't think everyone would be going as mental as they do about it.
Absolutely,
it's just so right.
Totally agree.
Bollocks.
Does anyone else not like it?
Me.
1, 2, 3. A few people not fussed.
You've got a roast dinner, you weirdo.
But you don't like a roast dinner.
They like a roast and then they shove it in bubble and squeak as well.
You just have the leftovers for the tea next day.
That's the boss. It's
what was that? Time. Something about haggis.
Shut up.
What was that, Craig? I didn't hear it.
I was saying usually in here, like whatever leftovers we have, we just have for dinner the next day.
That's how it should be. You don't need to put it in a frying pan with weird stuff and fry it. I don't get it.
Oh, mate,
it's stick amazing. It in a sandwich.
The sandwich is like the ultimate thing. But like the bubble and squeak is what you're doing with the veggies and the potatoes. That's what you do with that. And then what you're going to do with the meat, you're going to make like the ultimate Boxing Day sandwich. And that's, yeah, that to me awesome. Is as good as Christmas Day. Like, you know, really. Yeah. It's like highlight reel. It's a highlight reel the day before.
You make the ultimate pie. All the leftover meats in a pie.
Oh, mate. Yeah, that's, that does sound good.
We usually chuck it all in like an omelette. Usually like do an omelette like the next day.
That's a great show.
What we do is, because we have goose, we tend to have a spicy Thai-style salad on Boxing Day. Like and healthy veggies and stuff. And obviously a fuck ton of really greasy goose. It's amazing.
Lovely.
So you have goose, Laura?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't think I've ever had goose.
Oh, it's good. You've got to like really cook it down to get all like all the fat off. But then for the next year, we've got our roast, our goose fat for roast potatoes in the freezer.
See that to me, that's incredible because goose fat is what but I'll only roast my potatoes in goose fat at Christmas, and I take it very seriously. Oh, you do it all year round. Why fucking hell? It's Christmas every Sunday at your house.
It is. Welcome anytime.
Thanks. Laura.
We've all just booked ourselves in for a weekend, Laura.
More than welcome.
Christopher. What's
number two? Number two, you're going to hate me for this.
Okay.
But I like a Brussels sprout. I like a Brussels sprout with water chestnuts and bacon. It's like I've got like my last two and my number one are associated with Christmas dinner, but the second one you might find the next day as a key ingredient as well. I guess you could use this in the bubble and squeak. I fucking love Brussels sprouts. I've got no problem with them, but really I only ever have them at Christmas. There's not like we never make them because a lot of people that I'm friends with detest them. Whether or not I've dated them or whatever, like, no, like, they never show up until Christmas. And then I'm like, I fucking love them, mate. They're amazing. And you start sauteing those bad boys with a bit of butter, water chestnut, and bacon, it's fucking excellent living. What are you saying then? You got a frown on your face.
I think I had one when I was about eight, and I ain't had one since.
But seriously, you've not had a Brussels sprout for like 60 years.
No.
You're missing out, Stu.
No, no.
We grow our own. Yeah. So you get them, pick them, cook them, eat them. Lovely.
Also, like.
I'm sorry, horse chestnuts, Ness. Thank you.
Horse chestnuts? Ain't they conkers?
Yeah, they are. Ness, water chestnuts, not horse chestnuts. That's conkers.
Is it? I've got literally got a can downstairs that we haven't.
What, of conkers?
No, chestnuts for Christmas in a packet.
The Chinese ones.
Yes. No, horse chestnuts are conkers. Water chestnuts.
What are the ones that you bang so chestnuts
roasting on an open fire.
It's those chestnuts. Water chestnuts are Chinese.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, you're right, because water chestnuts are a bit more crispy, aren't they?
Water are Chinese. Chestnuts are chestnuts.
All right, well done, chestnuts, not water chestnuts.
Chestnuts, everyone. Put chestnuts in there. You have a catastrophe. Yes, chestnuts are more, like you say, they're crunchier, aren't they? Fresher.
Yeah.
Oh, just chestnuts. I've got them. I found like these ones that you get them in a pack. Like they're sealed in like a packet. They're not in a jar. They're in a packet, like a foil packet, and they're so tasty. But unfortunately, they're the ones that, a bit like a Toblerone bar, if I just have one of them, I might just eat the packet and actually cook them.
I think just the word Brussels sprout is really, it's a horrible couple of words.
Bad advertising, I think. Bad bit of marketing for whoever came up with the Brussels sprout as a name.
Would you prefer them if they were Brighton sprouts?
Yeah.
English sprouts for English people.
Yeah, exactly. Keep all that foreign muck out. That's what I say.
Sprouts coming over here from Brussels, licking our jobs.
Take our jobs. Sprouts coming out the sea. Growing gills.
No, it's just an horrible couple of words, Brussels.
But if you haven't had one for that long, how do you know where you're at with them?
I just don't want to entertain it. Like, the plate's only so big, right?
And we're not talking about racism. Like, it's not something you have to have a hard line on, Stu.
No, I know, but there's only limited space on your Christmas dinner plate, right?
Yeah.
So I could either have 5 sprouts or I could have another 5 roast potatoes.
Mm.
Argue it.
I actually just think have it all until it's literally coming out of your eyes, really. That's more where I'm at. Also, I think the thing is, Stu, you've got to, if you struggle about that, zhuzh them up a bit. Get it in with bacon, get it in with the chestnuts, saute it with a bit of butter. I'm not joking, mate. You're suddenly gonna go, there's another new Christmas thing here.
If I'm gonna eat bacon this Christmas, mate, I ain't having it with a sprout, I'm having it wrapped around a sausage, mate. Trust me.
Do you know what? I do like a piggy blanket. I'd be lying if I said that's better. But I don't know. It challenges it.
Okay.
So it gives it a run for its money. So what's your number 2?
Cheese.
Yes. Coming in.
Right, isn't it?
Get. What about it? Is there a specific one? Could you have one specifically at Christmas that you might not have throughout the year? I mean, Stilton for me will be shown more. I mean, I have Stilton somewhat throughout the year, but definitely at Christmas. I'm going to get through a lot of Stilton.
You know I don't like blue cheese, don't you? You know that's that's my cheese I don't like because it just tastes like earwax. And I think...
Save your earwax for me.
It does, like, it tastes like licking a battery. It's weird.
It does, yeah. Penicillin.
Yeah. Mm. What's that?
Penicillin.
Oh, yeah. I don't really get it. I tried some again a little while ago. This sounds middle class. I was camping in the Cotswolds, and there was a farm shop there, and Alex James had his cheese there, and it was called Blue Monday. So I thought, I've got to buy Alex from Blur's cheese called Blue Monday, and it was obviously a blue cheese. And I bought that, and...
That's a bit average, that one, though, I thought, the Blue Monday.
Stinking Bishop?
Yeah.
Like, that is quite difficult to get to your gob.
Once it's in there.
Fucking hell, mate. Tastes sensation.
Mm. Yeah, I'm feeling it, mate.
Fucking arseholes. It really does. It's quite unpleasant.
On the cheese front, what's everyone else having?
Let's throw that on down to the remaining guests, and we'll call you remainers then.
The remainers.
Cole?
You want to get yourself a Shropshire Blue.
It's
kind of a red cheese along the line of Red Leicester, but with the Stilton kind of blue
vein. It's quality.
It's absolutely good. And because I'm literally just over the border from Shropshire, get it all in farm shops everywhere around here. You get some really good ones.
I bet. I love a Shropshire Blue,
I think it was Jess who had the best idea of what to do with Stilton and mince pie, though. Come on, Jess. Tell them about it.
So if you haven't got any squirty cream, you take the lid off of your mince pie and you pop a little bit of Stilton in and then pop your lid back on and then shove all of that delicious goodness right in and around.
That's really clever shout, that. That's really good. It's almost like a chutney, isn't it, the mince pie?
Microwave it so it warms up and melts into it as well.
Fucking hell. I love melted blue cheese. I have just drunk it plenty of times. I just think it's just wonderful on a steak. But yeah, oh man.
Craig, talk cheese to us, brother.
Suspense.
He's gone to the toilet. He said, don't put him on because there'll be dead air.
Adam, do you want to talk cheese?
Not really.
That's not bad.
That's my favourite comment.
That was so Partridge, Big Morning Matters. Oh, wonderful.
Is there something else that you want to chuck in there, mate, instead of cheese as a festive treat?
Nah.
I was just waiting for it.
Fantastic. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, wonderful. Chris, what's your number one, mate?
Jesus, man. My favourite three words ever said on this podcast, I mean. Not really a no, just in two succinct deliveries.
Is Adam's top five next week?
No.
One, two, three, four, five. That's it.
Fucking that is brilliant, Adam. Thank you. My number one, this is pretentious as fuck. Christmas gravy.
What?
A Christmas gravy. Like,
or just
me,
gravy.
No, Christmas gravy's different. Like,
is that
like,
code or is you actually
no that? Yeah, no, it's not like no a young man's gravy or anything like that. It's just good old fat, like, so this started when I was about 25 and some of my friends had, like, they started living in London and being grown-ups, and, you know, they'd started cooking and we started having like a friend's Christmas meal. And, like, a big part of that was Carla's gravy. And I can't help but say, like, but, like, Carla's Christmas gravy was just out of this world. And I think she opened me up to a whole, like, you know, her gravy, she'd be slowly, while making the Christmas dinner, she'd be slowly putting different bits in it until she came to, like, the most perfect gravy. And the best thing about a Christmas gravy is if you get any one thing on your Christmas food wrong, like, say maybe for whatever happens, you have a disaster with your roast potatoes. Hopefully you don't, right? Heaven forbid. That's like a horrible thought I don't want to put out there. But, like, if you've got a good Christmas gravy, that can cover up a manner of sins on the Christmas meal. So maybe if the meat got slightly overcooked, or you know what turkey's like, you know, that can be a bit of a hairy one. But if your Christmas gravy's good, then, you know, you're good. And then you can use that in the sandwiches the next day as a little, as they say, a moist maker, not everyone's favourite, like, terminology. But, like, oh, man, I just, you know, it, like, things like with Laura, like, Laura will have goose fat throughout the year. But for me, I'm going to have a little bit of that. I will have chicken, like, we have a lot of chicken stock. We keep that. So we sometimes use chicken stock as a base, or we'll do a beef one. But yeah, like, sticking things, like, you know, it's never.
But sticking things like what?
Marmite. A little bit of Marmite in there. Just not like loads. I'm not talking about fucking tons of it. But yeah, get creative with your Christmas gravy. Get it, that umami flavour that you get in with Marmite. Yeah, fucking.
Fuck off, that is turkey, mate.
Not with turkey. I might not do it if I was having it turkey, but I don't always necessarily feel like I have to have, like, turkey might get made, but if I'm doing the Christmas dinner, I tend to do two meats. And one will be turkey if that's what people want, and another will be something like beef or lamb or maybe a gammon, maybe honey roast, like honey glazed, like, ham. So yeah, but for me, Christmas gravy, it varies. It's always a little bit experimental. But yes, a little slop, a little bit of red wine in there. And I don't do that. When I make a roast dinner, I keep it a bit more, you know, simple. But it's going to have all the fats in there from the roasties and the meats. And, oh, man, I love it. Absolutely fucking love it. I'm guessing you don't. What's yours? Just a bloody bisto?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Three tablespoons.
Oh, fair enough.
Half a kettle of water. It ain't great. You don't need fixing, mate.
Oh, you're missing a trick here, brother. You're missing a trick.
I ain't putting Marmite in my gravy, and I'll
serve it in there.
And fucking old chestnuts in it, all that shit.
Oh, absolutely. Get a bit of chestnut in there, mate. Bit of a, you know, when you're roasting the whatever meat is, get a few onions on there, and then get that in there, so it's shallots. get that in there. Honestly,
what are shallots in a roast dinner for?
Like, just to use, like, roast them up, then put a little bit in the gravy, just to give it a little bit more of a savoury tang. Oh man!
Shout out, Joe. Just get some pisto and be done with it, man.
That was Joe
too
said.
Much fucking effort. That was. I went for a piss, I got another drink, and we're still going on about gravy. Turning to Adam now. Can't be double.
Oh, fantastic. Right, I'll throw my number one.
Yeah, and, go on then, mate.
Okay. It's mini stuff, right? So anything that's like mini food wise is better, right?
Okay.
I don't know how many people remember mini hula hoops. They come in like a little tub. And you used to be able to get smoky bacon mini hula hoops. Fucking hell, I'm going.
So your number three and your number one is crisps.
No. that was just to kind of explain
That
big stuff is better than big stuff.
Sure, okay.
And but
is that what you tell yourself?
Yes, always. Yeah. Yeah, it's widely known that the micro cock is way more fun.
Yeah, and no, it is. It's because big cocks, they hurt.
Yeah.
You can't do a lot with them, really.
Exactly, yeah.
We can absolutely do with that. 4 inches of that is wasted.
So, the thing that I like, right, you have your Christmas dinner, right, and you spend the afternoon just kind of grazing, and then in the evening, some kind of evening buffet comes out, right?
Yeah.
This is. I look forward to this more than I do Christmas dinner.
Also, because right? You've had the pressure of making the Christmas dinner, haven't you? Like, you yours is a bit of a madhouse Christmas day, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm essentially just washing up and clearing up and stuff.
Yeah.
But then when it gets the evening buffets out, then I can not do anything else then. I'm pissed by then and I ain't got to worry about anything else. And my favourite bit is when I undo the oven, and historically it would have been sausage rolls, the mini ones. And you bring out that little Indian mini platter. This is like little schmosas.
Schmosas. Schmosas.
Someone else dug me out about my list today. Adam. So I had a conversation with Adam about Pod Bible, and this fellow wanted to do some advertising over three podcasts. So I left him a voicemail, and he come back and he having a go at me, saying, "Why are we going to let him advertise for over three for free podcasts?" And I was like, "No, I said three, not free." So yeah, I'm a little bit sensitive about my list today. Just the little mini stuff that comes out.
Yeah.
You just get like the little mini smosas and the what are the other things that come with that?
Yeah, spring rolls.
Mini spring rolls, fucking hell. Like, and if there's some little sweet chili dip to go with that, like, I am, historically, that'd be on a little plate with some crackers, pate turned upside down, smothered in peanuts, and like some sweet chili sensations, and like, and a glass of red wine, and then maybe a bit more cheese, and then the pork comes out. But yeah, mini stuff, because it's essentially like you're full, aren't you? But you're just forcing it down. And I think somebody then just gives you a great big doorstep of a turkey sandwich. Just the sight of it is
it can be intimidating, can't it?
It's very intimidating. Pull out some mini stuff from the oven before you've even fucking thought about it, you've eaten twice as much.
Yeah, you would have done with that sandwich.
It don't count.
True. And it's all deep fried.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I'm going to go mini stuff.
Mini stuff is your number one. Love
but
it.
Not just mini stuff like that, because throughout the day, like, if you don't get a selection box, you're not going to have a Whisper, a Double Decker, a Twix. But
there's
bowls of mini ones everywhere.
Celebrations, and heroes.
Miniature heroes. Yeah. You know, so you get to, like, just have a day of feeling like a giant. It's fucking brilliant.
Amazing. Oh, Leon's wants to be let in. Let's see what let's have a little chat with our good friend Leon. He's connecting. Hello, mate. Leon.
Hello, Leon.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we're all right, mate. We're all right. Where's your beautiful face?
Do we have to?
If you're in uniform, no one wants to see it.
I'm not in uniform, and unlike every other time I've ever done a Zoom call,
you're sober.
Midway through, I am sober.
I can tell.
Oh, how about that? Hello, I'm sitting on the sofa.
There he
Hello, is. Hello, mate. Hello. We've literally just done our number ones. What is your ultimate Christmas festive treat or eat?
My favourite eat.
Drink. Whatever drink. You want. A festive something, snack.
Festive moment when my uncle makes everybody cry because he's drunk again.
Oh, I meant more like food-wise as opposed to...
Oh, we haven't had that.
Oh,
right, sorry.
Clearly, like, Leon, this is... it's about food, mate.
Oh, my bad. Food, you have eaten everything and you're like, oh, I couldn't eat another thing, and you're sitting on the sofa watching... I don't know, star galaxy thing, and someone goes, cheese board? And you go, yes. And it's what we done at work the other day, and it was fucking amazing. Although we have meat as well.
Did
someone say cheese board, by the way? Because if you didn't, you guys suck.
No, cheese did get talked about. I mean, like, the thing about that is, it's not exactly like cheese, is it? But, like, you think you're full, and then someone says cheese, and you're like, no longer full.
There's always room for cheese.
It's always room.
And it's the way the world should be. And literally, we were at work on Saturday, had a big old cheese board on the bus and some meat, and I bought some Billy Bear ham because, you know, cheese board, meat, Billy Bear. And we had schlur because we're cultured.
You're a man after Stuart's heart with that selection there.
You know what? When he just said Billy Bear, I looked at the Margate people and they were just scratching their heads. And as soon as you threw back in schlur, they were back on board.
Billy Bear had tits, man. You look a little bit like a piece of Billy Bear, Stu.
Thanks, man.
You do, really.
Even
do.
I do mean that positively. I would eat your face.
Yeah.
I'd eat yours as well.
A thin slice of face, anyway.
If you had to describe Chris's food by way of food, what would you say?
Definitely some sort of Tesco's version of Wotsits. just Wotsits. Yeah. But again, it's a compliment. Everyone likes Wotsits. Well, not everyone likes Wotsits. I like Wotsits, Chris, so I like you.
Thanks, mate. Anytime. But you've gone for the bargain ones. Probably stale as well.
No, they're more cheesy. My daughter eats them. They're more cheesy. If that's what you want, it's what a time to be alive.
I remember I was scared of Wotsits up until the age of maybe 20. Like, they were too cheesy for me as a kid.
Because it was like eating yourself.
Too much. Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah, well.
But I've come to love a Wotsit now.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
You keep doing you, Chris.
I'm sorry, I like the fact I've just jumped in at the end and this is...
No, it's great. It's great because I'm throwing it out to everyone else.
You just dug out Chris. He's always like to finish your podcast.
Oh, I love him really, honestly.
what else we got then, guys? What festive treats or foods have we missed that someone wants to shine a light on? A ray of love.
Just like Christmas chocolates. Quality Street, roses, celebrations, heroes, all of that.
Mm. Get it in there. What are you eating in the Quality Street first and what are you leaving?
Purple one.
Obviously. Oh, that's purple and the green triangle.
Green triangle. Toffee pennies can get in the bin.
It's a bit like the fudge there. Like, if that's the only thing rattling about.
Anything that requires a finger to manually remove residue from between my teeth can come off.
It's true.
So we went to... John Lewis, before pre-COVID, went to John Lewis, and they had a Quality Street stand in there where you could choose what you had in your tin, and they brand the tin with your name rather than Quality Street, so we have Jones.
Oh, right,
the rest of it. But my wife loves the toffee pennies, and she was like, can I just have all toffee pennies? And they were like, no, you're not allowed all of one sweet. She goes, well, I'll have all toffee pennies and one toffee finger, and I went, yeah, you can have that. That's all we had in the Quality Street.
The rules.
However managed that stand.
And I'm not a fan of toffee pennies, so that was it. I had no Quality Street that year.
I want to be ringing the dentist on Boxing Day.
More or less lost all their teeth.
They were invented by dentists, weren't they?
Wonderful.
Anyone else? Any other shouts?
I mean, let's break down the miniature heroes and sensations. Like, do most households kind of just have bounties left and fudgies left.
No, I love a bounty.
I'm the only one who touches the bounties at mine.
Joe, that's a dream, isn't it? That?
This is why this is why I love yous. Can I have a show of hands? Who likes a bounty? I'm fucking loving this.
Do you remember when Flight 76 said his favourite is the dark chocolate bounty?
Yes, I'm on board with that. Yeah,
stop making them.
I love a dark chocolate bounty.
People like it, don't they? But I'm not stop, quite.
Stop
yeah.
making them, no.
Have they? Obviously, yeah. Yourselves weren't that good.
I live in a house where nobody likes Snickers or bounties.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Everyone loves Maltesers. That's the problem as well. And I've always loved a Malteser. There's a bit of a fight. It gets a bit selfish on the Malteser front.
It can get nasty.
Katie's shaking her head there.
Galaxy's a bit bold.
I love a Malteser, but the teasers are rubbish. Absolutely rubbish.
Right,
sorry.
Whoa. Are we talking about the ones that you get in the celebrations? The bit slightly bigger circle? Basically.
Yeah, shit. I want a proper Malteser.
To me, they're like so much better. I'd rather a bag of teasers, I think.
Well, you can, so it's fine.
I think they're a heavier eat. I think like a bag of Maltesers out the fridge, like that's a nice easy eat. But like them ones that you do get in the sensations, you have to focus a bit. You can't just smash them in like a normal Malteser because there's a little bit more at risk, I think.
You can't also do the game where you just nibble. You can't just nibble the chocolate off it either.
Correct.
It's like not quite a.
It loses the Malteserness of the Malteser.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm all for it. I'm not going to lie. Laura's saying you don't like chocolate in the fridge. I mean, you're wrong, unfortunately.
Very wrong. Fridge chocolate.
It shouldn't be difficult. It shouldn't be difficult to chew through. Like, absolutely not. It needs to be nice and soft and melty. Nom, 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 nom.
I like getting it. I like the transformation. I like from cold and the snap of it to the melty, you know?
I think there's chocolate bars that shouldn't go in the fridge. I think, like...
Yeah, Mars bar.
Snickers and things like that. Yeah, you can't be doing that. No.
Yeah, any bit of caramel shouldn't go in the fridge.
Yeah, or nougat. Correct.
You disagree, Coach?
Yeah, everything goes in the fridge because then you can nibble a bit off, like a Twix, Snickers, anything like that. You can just nibble it all off.
Well, you would have a nougat one though, would you? You absolutely wouldn't have a nougat.
Snap! It's great.
I'll tell you what's dangerous out of a fridge: one of them Toblerones you just smashed, Chris. That's a proper weapon. Yeah. That is.
Absolutely.
That's a weapon.
Yeah, that is like, that's a teeth breaker, that is.
Use it as a doorstop.
Yeah, like, how do you, just in, out of interest, Chris, if you've got like that jumbo airport Toblerone you just smashed, if that come out of the fridge, what's your approach to biting that?
It's really difficult because you can hurt yourself on that. Yeah, you have to
your teeth can sometimes slide off the pyramid.
Yeah, you have to get on the end of it. Like, I try to go for the smaller bit first, but to be honest with you, I'm so excited about getting that Toblerone in my mouth. I'll just go for a corner, basically. Just take a corner off. But yeah, it's fucking hard. And it's not even like the one that Molly's mum bought me, which is a metre long. And each triangle is like the fucking size of your fist. That's a real challenge, but a delicious challenge. I also want to shout out the message that Jess has just sent me. Is that going to be a T-shirt for Christmas, do you think?
And that was talking about Toblerone. That's also your blowjob method.
Yes, Craig. That's it. Oh, Ben sold you then when we shared it.
Seen the video.
Oh, he said he weren't going to share it. It's not on any websites, is it, Craig? That.
Oh, brilliant. Right. Well, I'm going to love yous and leave yous.
Okay, I'll stay on for a little bit longer.
Okay, so thanks everyone for coming tonight. All have an absolutely wonderful Christmas, and I look forward to catching up with you. And we'll organise another little live get together at some point early next year. It'd be nice to maybe do one in London or something like that. We can all.
Well, Noel's over in May, so one's around that time.
Yeah, it's a good shout. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely do something then. And, cool. And have a catch up. All right, love you lots.
Cheers, mate. I'll catch you in a bit. Sure, you're going to put me. Sure, you're going to put me as the admin.
I think you are, mate.
Oh, I am. All right, cheers, mate.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.